If anyone needed proof of how serious the state's financial crisis is, they got it yesterday in three separate reports. How bad is it? The short answer, worse than you thought. Unfortunately, some of the impact was muted because of a distraction. That came during the main event yesterday when Governor Rick Snyder unveiled his long-awaited report on state finances. There's a lot of valuable information in it, but sadly, both politicians and the media fastened on one section, which indicates that over the last decade, average state employee compensation increased, while average private sector pay fell. Conservatives said this proves what they'd been saying all along about out-of-control state spending. Union representatives said this wasn't a fair comparison, since most state workers have college degrees and most private sector workers don't. Those reactions were predictable. But that wasn't the main message of the report, which documents in chilling detail the hidden fiscal irresponsibility of the Granholm administration and, to some extent, of the Engler administration before it. What do I mean by irresponsibility? The revelation, for example, that the state has had to quietly divert money into the school aid fund every year to keep the schools from shutting down. Then, later, the money quietly got put back, though it has gotten harder and harder to do so. In 8 of the last 9 years, the state has had to resort to short-term borrowing at the end of every fiscal year just to pay the bills. That money has then had to be paid back with interest, wasting more of the taxpayers' money. What's been going on is sort of a perpetual giant shell game, which the stimulus money has helped keep going. Local governments have been part of the party too, by the way. Last year, Michigan state and local governments spent a total of $2.3 billion more than they took in. You don't have to be a math major to know that that can't go on forever. Snyder doesn't intend to let it. What we're talking about is something that should have happened decades ago, the governor said. It's time for us to step up and take responsibility for the fiscal situation we're in. Meanwhile, we also learned from a separate Senate Fiscal Agency report that the state's public retirement systems, all in excellent shape 10 years ago, now have combined unfunded liabilities of $15.4 billion. When it comes to paying for these retirees' health care, the situation is even worse. And finally, Treasurer Andy Dillon says the state needs a new law making it easier to intervene in communities that are on the point of financial collapse. He said at least 5 communities are in such bad shape they soon won't be able to pay their employees. Taken together, these 3 reports should have the effect of a bucket of cold water in our faces. For the last decade, we cut taxes and didn't stop spending. Now we've come to the end of our ability to shuffle the cards. Whatever your politics, it's hard not to agree when the governor said yesterday, it's not time to cry about it, it's time to go to work. When we see his budget later this month, we'll know just what that means.